I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Phenomicon. Not that you need it, like it or not. Hey, Droops, congratulations on your year of you. Pretty cool. If you're having a good time, getting your education on and all that good stuff. Talk to you later. Bye.
So I'm buying hard drives. I mean 10 gig, 20 gig, 80 gig. It's like some sort of drug. And what are you filling it with? MP3s, ROMs, some sort of weird Quake beta you stole? So that's when I switched to ASCII. Text. It's the way that it was, and it's the way it's gonna be. Fits anywhere. Bring it home on a floppy. It's wonderful. Oh, how it compresses. I'm sticking with ASCII, and I'm bringing everyone with me. My name is Jason Scott, and I run textfiles.com.
Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug.
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
This is Droops.
And this is Cotton.
And we're drinking beers. And this is Infonomicon Radio, episode... Ooh, I spilled a little fucking beer. Fuck. And so did you, on my computer. You're such a cock. And this is... Go get a towel. And this is Infonomicon Radio, episode 44 motherfuckers. And while Cotton's getting a towel, I'm going to do a little talking. We have some updates on stuff. The Infonomicon website has been moved over to some PHP, which means now there's things that change when you hit the refresh button. There's good stuff like that. Cotton got an email address. It's now you can reach him at cotton@infonomicon.org or just... manwhore@infonomicon.org. Remind me to set that one up later.
I like that one.
You should get manwhore. we're working on Infonomicon TV. I've got some stuff set up. I'm going to shoot some video.
Start up to CPA.
CPA?
Cotton Penis Anonymous.
Cotton Penis Anonymous. Population zero.
Population you, bitch.
we got some video for Infonomicon TV recording later tonight of my KVM. I've rebuilt a really shitty old luggable computer.
Shot.
And now, where's that towel? And it's got a little screen in it. It's black and gray. But it's fucking cool looking. It's very retro. Very retro. What do you think about that? Did you think it was cool or do you think it's just something weird?
You know, I thought it was okay. It's cool.
You might talk a little louder.
It's cool, but... I didn't really understand what the whole thing was with it. I really liked the fact that you were interested in it and that you were really excited, and I was excited for you. But I don't really get the computer things, as everybody in the Infonomicon world knows already. All I care about is pussy and my cotton penis in it.
Porn.
Porn and porn. I like porn and beer.
This is four computers hooked up. Can you imagine four computers downloading porn at all times?
Yes. But I can imagine that.
But it's black and white.
Hey, it doesn't matter what color the screen is.
Huh?
As long as you... Man. Nice.
Well, anyway, last week, Stank Dog... Actually, it was earlier this week. Stank Dog fucked us over by... We recorded Infonomicon Radio Episode 43, and then he considered it to be his radio show because he was on it and aired it as his own. And, like, that's fucked up right there. That is fucked up. So, next week should really be BenRev Episode 103, but I'm sure he's going to call it 104 because he's big number man himself, and he's a pussy, right?
He is a big pussy.
Shot. Let's see. We went to a strip club Sunday night.
That's right, we did. The Pony.
The Pony.
The Pony.
And the Pony was less than pristine. They had six.
Hey, it wasn't that bad. This is my hometown we're talking about here. We went on Sunday night.
They had six strippers with a combined weight of over 1,000 pounds. Easy.
Oh, it was gross. But you don't get grade A choice meat on Sunday night. You gotta go on a Friday or Saturday.
There was like 20 people in the place. Most of them were us. I think there was six of us.
Yep. Six, yeah, that's right.
And we got drunk.
Man, I was drunk as piss.
And the dude Cotton brought with him, still talking about some stripper, we got him a lap dance.
What? Yes. I didn't quite know who the hell he was talking about for a second, but my little brother, I'll give a shout out to him for all you military men. He went into
and ladies.
He went into the services, and I hope he's doing good. We're praying for him and whatnot. Some of you pray out there. If you do, pray for Cotton,
little cotton
penis,
little cotton dick.
Yeah, and but the Pony.
Are you asking people to pray for little cotton penis?
Yes, yes, I am. Little cotton penis. Everybody wish for it.
Oh, Lordy. Anyway, he's out doing that, and we're glad we got him a stripper. Stripper.
He said it was the best dance he ever had.
Yeah, he's like 14, so probably the first one.
14? I just said he went into the military.
Anyway, and we had an eventful 4th of July.
It was awesome.
Cotton did his thing, and then people came to our house, and we went to Graceland 2. And hopefully at the end of this episode, we're going to have a clip-in number that fucker... We've played some of his stuff before, is going to be sending in a clip about our review of Graceland 2. And if you want to see pictures of it, go to infonomicon.org, and you can see the pictures that we took at that crazy, crazy place. And if you're new to the Infonomicon media superpower thing, Graceland 2 was talked
about dude.
in the very smooth with the radio. Graceland 2 was talked about in the very first episode of Infonomicon. And there's this crazy man named Paul McLeod who has dedicated his life to Elvis Aaron Presley. And like
he's a good man. Elvis is a good man.
Elvis is a good guy. Paul McLeod named his son Elvis Aaron Presley McLeod. And
that's weird.
And he's opened 20...
That's on the verge of insanity.
Well, his wife left him over the whole Elvis thing. He's got an Elvis suit that he is going to be buried in, and hopefully... He crosses his fingers and says, hopefully I'm going to come back and haunt my wife in it. And he has dedicated his life, like I said, and his home and everything else. Like, his house is pink. Just like Graceland is not pink. But this guy's house is pink.
He had a pink Cadillac. Does this guy have a Cadillac?
He has a gold Cadillac.
Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why didn't he paint the Cadillac?
Well, supposedly Elvis gave him this car, even though it's like a 1983 Cadillac. And
Elvis,
I think Elvis
died in 77? Is that right?
Yes, it's sad that you know that
77? Yeah, 77. I'm from that place.
Anyway.
Shot.
The walls, the ceilings, everything in this guy's house has to do with Elvis. He's got stuff, and he will tell you how much it's all worth. and he's got like a $2 lock on a glass case protecting like a $1 million fucking record. And Number will probably talk about that later. But it's just a very, very interesting fucking place. And we've been making jokes all week about just this guy. He's rattling off the price of stuff. He's like, that's $80,000. If I'm lying, I'm dying. And it's something that's just like crap. Like, it's not worth $80,000.
Like a button off this Elvis's jacket, or like a piece of leather out of the pink Cadillac that he used to own, or some stupid shit like that.
But I can't talk bad about this guy, because I'm a lifetime member there. I don't have to pay when I go. It's $5 a tour, which is hella cheaper than Graceland. And this guy knows...
Graceland's actually not that expensive. Did you know that?
Is it cheaper than $5?
On, like, Tuesday, it's free.
Oh, okay. I don't
but
believe...
they don't give you the lifetime membership.
Yes, and I have the lifetime membership. In fact, let me relate a story, even though this has nothing to do with technology. It's about fucking crazy motherfucker.
You know what?
And this show is about crazy fucking people, isn't it?
It is. It is. I want to backtrack just 1 second. I was wrong about the Elvis thing. It's the zoo that's free on Tuesdays. Graceland charges you all the time. And you just took a shot without me.
Well, you were talking and I was just sitting there all by myself. Anyway, this guy was telling a story about his son Elvis Aaron Presley was born that way, with 1 A in his name, not 2 A's, and he paid $75,000 to his little town to change the name to 2 A's, so it's more like Elvis.
Wait a second. This guy paid for his son's name or the real Elvis?
No. This guy paid for his son's name to be changed to 2 A's instead of 1.
$75,000?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Fuck that. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. It only costs max $400 to change
the
name.
No, it's like $20.
No, it's more than that. No. It ain't 75 grand. Let's put it that way.
And this guy, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has this place open. We all get drunk. We go knock on the door, or ring the bell, excuse me. He comes to the door all groggy, makes up an excuse. His hair always combed back. His dentures just put back in his teeth, no glue. And he gives it to her. And he sings. It's great. It's great. Well, anyway, moving along from that, we got some news briefs. You want to talk about news? Shot.
I'll tell you, I'll listen to news.
And we're not doing any contests this week, but if you send in how many shots we take, we'll give you a CD, right?
We'll give you a CD.
No contests.
No contest.
That's right. We're different here at Infonomicon.
Okay, rocking.
Anyway, tell your friends we're different. Let's see. Disney's coming out with a new cell phone.
Awesome. Does it look like Mickey Mouse?
I don't know. I wonder if it's waterproof. That would be really fucking handy for little kids.
No fucking shit. That's a good idea. You shouldn't have said that on the air, because people are going to do that now. That's a good idea.
Well, it's not good for the business, because if the kid gets it wet, you're going to have to buy him another Disney cell phone, right?
If it's waterproof, you won't.
Yeah, but they make more money if they're not.
True.
Ooh. Fuck consumers.
What?
All right. I was looking in the Wall Street Journal, and they don't have photographs on the front page. They have drawings of people's faces. And Sandra Day O'Connor looks a shitload like Maya Angelou.
Angelou.
I just think it's funny. Walter Mossberg in the Wall Street Journal this week talked about podcasting, and he mentioned a radio show. Like, Apple's iTunes is now integrating podcasting into it, and they've got a rating system, and they're supposed to rate, shows that say, fuck, cunt, fuck, pussy, I like fucking in the ass stuff with a really bad rating.
Did you just say you like fucking in the ass, dude? Did that slip out of your mouth? I know you were just cussing to give an example, but you just said, I like fucking in the ass.
And so did you.
Son of a bitch! Shot.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't ready to go.
You weren't either.
And we are drinking Bud Light, because we seem to have come into some money, or someone left beer at our house. Which one was it there, cousin?
I think it was Number.
Yeah, Number left his beer. What a fucking puss.
I hope you listen to the show after you send it in and you're all excited that you're on the radio. You're a fucker.
Thank you for the beer, Mr. Number. Anyway, he said that Apple was having trouble with these ratings. I looked up Infonomicon And we're actually not rated extreme or whatever the rating is. We're
fuck
just,
that.
I know. What the fuck? No one's going to listen to it. They'll be like, oh, it's just another pussy show. They don't talk about pussy or anything. We talk about pussy and cotton penis. And it's little, but it's there.
Hey, they go good together.
And shot. But he had found one, and that was an example of a really, really bad content one. And I was all excited, but it wasn't Infonomicon. It was some other fucking show. And you know, that fucking pissed me off. And he's looking for a pen. And he's talking. No. He's got his highlighter out. I don't know what he's doing. Let me see what my next thing. All right. Kodak is... Well, they had a problem. They were a film company. And they had their sales go down. And then they've decided that women are their market. And they are number one in women digital cameras. And like number four or five in men's. Because they have done market research to find that women want a less technical camera. They don't want the biggest fucking bad things. Low tech. They just want a simple, easy to use camera that'll print a really high quality photo. Kind of like Cotton over here. That's all he needs.
I don't really take photos. I'm more of like the set the video camera up and don't tell her it's there kind of person. I mean,
electrical tape doubled over the little red blinking light.
Yes.
It took him a second there.
I didn't know that would work as well. Usually I just don't worry about the little yellow light.
That's my alarm clock.
If I ask, I say it's like, you know, the alarm clock, my cell phone, something. Shot.
Mm. Damn, that's a good shot. Ooh, I'm going to have to crack open another brewski here.
I'll tell you what, we're going to crack this one open, and we're going to both pour a shot, same beer. And I got an extra shot glass that I'm going to pour a little more in. And this shot here is for my homie, Low Tech Mystic.
I'm going to take a shot to Low Tech Mystic.
I know. He hooked us up. He called us out, and you still haven't sent me your...
He sent it.
Oh, he did send
it. Yes, I have it now.
Well, you should have sent it to me. I have a web
Cotton thing. Doesn't have a t-shirt for you, buddy.
I'm going to.
When he gets it, I'll give him the address.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Did he send the address?
Yeah.
I got to order the shirt for you from you anyway, or through you.
Kind of.
Are you going to buy some more shirts? Did they come out right? Did you tell
them? Yeah.
Did you tell everybody they came?
No, because I'm working on more designs.
Okay, don't buy the shirts yet.
Unless you really want to.
Okay.
And then, yeah, whatever, I don't give a fuck.
The coffee mugs are awesome.
The coffee mug is awesome.
If you drink coffee, the coffee mug is ready to roll, and it is one of the coolest motherfucking coffee mugs I've ever fucking seen in my life. Is this getting me?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Okay. You should really talk loudly and into the microphone.
Fuck that shit!
Fuck you!
Okay!
You had a story.
Did I have a story?
No feeling.
That's right. I want to give a shout out to, we need a radio name for her, and I don't want it to be what Drew has written down on the piece of paper, so we're not going to say that. But, let's go with Baby Mama. We're going to go with Baby Mama.
Every girl this guy has an interest in, he calls her Baby Mama. Because everybody's got babies.
Hey, it's 2005, baby. I mean, girls are fucking. And girls are having kids, but that's beside the point. I met Baby's Mama out to eat with Droops here and his wife and Tater and Number. And my little Hermana was out. Hermano, excuse me for you Spanish speakers out there. I didn't want to get caught in that one. But she was our waitress at a restaurant in Memphis, O'Charlie's. Did you like the food at O'Charlie's?
It was good.
Did you like the service?
Well, the hell you put that woman through.
I did put this woman through a lot of shit. But she is fine. She is fine. And
tell her magical ability.
She has a magical ability. She can walk on her feet. But see, the thing is that she cannot feel her...
hold on. You're excited about a girl who, everybody, can walk on her feet.
Wait a second, now she's got something special about her. And I've yet to see this for myself, or feel this for myself. She cannot feel her legs from the knees down. And this woman can walk. Weird.
That's like that. What movie was that?
Rain Man.
No. No, stupid motherfucker, Rain Man. That movie.
Dynamite.
No. With Adam Sandler.
Did you take off any sweet jumps?
Adam, no, not yet. Well, excuse me. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. We've been drinking shot.
Yeah. Where he got it?
No. Wait.
His grandpa's money or some shit. Great uncle's money.
Yeah. Mr. Deeds with the Blackfoot. That's what she's like. She says every party she goes to, it always turns into
cutting, slurping his beer.
Can I touch your leg? And she can't feel it. And people rub on her and stuff for fun. And she catches them and she's like, are you having a good time? And then they get all scared of her and anything. But that's really not, that's really there all is to it. She's really cool. I've only talked to her one time. And,
on the phone?
Yeah, on the phone. She seemed really, really interesting. I actually had no idea she was going to call me. What did I write on that thing? I think I wrote, you can do it. And then wrote my, name, my number, and said, do it. Do it.
See, that's do a big it. Lie. He actually wrote, if you like it casual. And left his phone number.
And she called. So, if you do like it casual, or if however you like it, we can talk about that. A cotton penis, I think we might have a female listener.
Maybe.
She might be listening right now. Right now.
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 All right.
Anyway, she's really cool, though. I just want to give a little shout-out to her, and that's my little story. No legs.
No legs. Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, let's go actually into some news.
Let's do some news.
Because
I don't know anything about news. I'd like to hear something.
Well, anyway, then, of course, we all know the heightening concerns about electronic privacy, which, you know, is kind of important. And, you know, identity theft and, you know, companies losing your information. Not those dirty hacker kids. It's companies losing information. We talked about this.
That's
companies
a bunch of fucking horseshit.
Companies lose more shit, and they're like, oh, it's some fucking hackers that lost that tape that was on the truck. And oh, yeah, it was some kid with their computer. Anyway, there's a bunch of these non-profit privacy watchdog groups, and one of them is taking aim at a small internet outfits that sell personal data such as cell phone records. In a complaint filed with the Federal Trade Commission, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or the EPIC, yeah, I got that right, urged authorities to probe the information collection practices of Intelligent E-Commerce Incorporated, whose bestpeoplesearch.com website advertises the sale of phone call records and identities of holders of post office boxes, among other things.
Now, that sounds fucked up.
Well, in this complaint, the FCC, or they asked the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, a little beer, y'all, to initiate an industry-wide investigation online integration sites and to halt Intelligent E-Commerce from selling any data collected in violation of federal law. Now, of course, a spokesman for this Intelligent E-Commerce said, we or any of our attorneys, you know, they got to bring that into it, you know, or our attorneys, you know, our guys that know stuff, are not aware of any law that our searches are breaking. He describes the company as a consumer service billing agency for licensed private investigators. The investigators aren't going to do anything that's against the law, he said. Oh, fucking shit. Let me do a little advertising. BestPeopleSearch.com. For $187, we have a cell phone package. Yes, a cell phone package. And we provide the name, address, and up to 100 calls with dates from the last billing period. That sounds a little fucked up, huh? How would you like if I paid $187 and knew who all you called and their phone numbers?
Personally, I wouldn't give a shit because I don't call anybody. But it's fucked up.
It's fucked
up. I fucking don't like this shit.
Like, that's not...
That's
good,
not
that your
right.
cell phone company
right.
selling
that,
huh?
That they're allowed to do this or will do this.
Yeah.
That's just fucked up.
You kind of have a basic expectation of privacy, and now you
yeah,
really
like,
don't
sell my fucking shit?
Yeah.
I mean, that's as simple
like,
as it goes,
like, I pay
right?
$60-$70 a month in cell phone bill. I kind of expect them just to give me goddamn cell phone service. I mean, it's fucking TDMA. I mean, shit!
TDMA?
It's really old shit. It's either TDMA or CDMA. I'm kind of fucked up now. What's it's one of the, it's the really old one.
What's TDMA?
It's a, it's a, how they have the cell phone service set up.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, they also let you get information about a, he's picking his nose.
Yeah.
About a post office box. Their people work with postmasters all over the United States. And you can get post office box information for $77. Now,
damn.
Chris Hufenagel, who has an awesome, funny name, deputy counsel of EPIC, says his group believes that some online firms get their information by pretexting, which is posting or posing to be someone who is authorized to get it. Look,
That just all sounds fucked up to me.
And I
think I got it.
I'm going to ask my cell phone company tomorrow if I'm on CDMA or TDMA. It's the really old one. I'm sure everyone fucking knows but me. And I'm going to ask them what they do with my personal information. I might.
They're not going to tell you.
I might take a couple $100 and see what all the information I can get about myself.
You mean ask them if you can buy it?
No, I'm just going to go to this website and see if I can buy it.
Rockin'. Don't buy it. You already got it. It's yours. Try to buy somebody else's if you're going to buy something.
Well, I should buy yours.
Dude, I'll give you mine.
We should buy No Legs and find out who she's calling.
She's calling me, dude.
Hey, anyway, this show's about to drop on the stream, and I'm sorry for that for everybody, but you're going to have to go to infonomicon.org. We have a lot more news we're talking about, and we're about to get into some Microsoft bashing. You like Microsoft?
I do.
You do?
I do.
What do you like about them?
I thought you said Microsoft bashing?
Bashing.
Well, I just thought about beating up old computers. That's what I was talking about. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, shot. Every time I say shot, I mean Cotton's a pussy.
That is so fucked up. What do you mean the thing's going to do?
Yeah? Well, we only are allowed to have 30 minutes on most of those things that we stream on.
Oh,
and we're about to go
30 okay.
minutes over. Anyway, or over 30 minutes. Well, if y'all remember this thing called Gator. Gator! Gator is this product that's made by Claria. And Gator is some bad fucking spyware. Have you ever heard of Gator?
Mm-mm.
All right. What's bad stuff?
I've heard of spyware, and that shit sucks.
Well, anyway, Microsoft is has purchased kind of a hush-hush kind of deal until people find out about it, and they say, Microsoft just bought Claria, who used to be called Gator. And that's really not good. And there's people at Microsoft that are like, this is a good thing, this is a bad thing. But
a good thing is in their... Gonna buy it and disassemble it?
No. They're buying it to use their technology. That's great. Now they're providing... Ugh. Like, that's just so wrong on so many levels. Microsoft, in a year, is not only gonna provide the operating system that allows everything to get through, all the spyware and shit, they're also gonna charge you to fix their fucking flaws in their operating system, and now they own the company that's producing the spyware. That's like, I'm going to sell you a car, but I'm going to shoot at it with my slingshot, and if you want to get your windshield fixed, you're going to have to come to me.
That is so fucked.
And I'm going to charge you 8 times what the car's worth.
Are you fucking kidding me? Now, I understand what you're saying now.
All right, now, the internal people at Microsoft that are against this are like, well, Claria's a bad company, people don't like it, it's going to bring our name down. Okay, Microsoft, who right now has, like, shitload of litigation going on because they're bad fucking people, dude, Claria's going to bring our name down. And then the other people that are positive on this, they're going to use their technology to compete with Google and Yahoo and the booming market to sell online ads. That's fucking awesome.
Whoop.
Thank
Pop-ups.
You, Microsoft. You're... piece of shit in every way you could possibly ever say piece of shit. Can you say piece of shit in Spanish?
No.
Piece of shit in German is piece of shiton! Shiton! I think it's Scheisen, actually. Scheisen, I really think, is shit in German. Scheisen.
No, it's not Scheisen. It's, fuck, I don't know.
It's cotton. That's how you say shit in most languages.
I can say, because
they were like, pick this plant. And they're like, shit. And people were, and shit was really cotton is what they said. And
you so fucked that up. You were going to say cotton, dick.
I was so close to doing it funny, but I was not there. Ed.
That's the thing, though. You did do it funny. Everybody is laughing at you now.
They're laughing with me, bitch.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Why are they always picking on you?
I don't know.
Maybe it's because you're deformed.
Shot.
Oh. I think we're lacking on the shots this week. The beer just doesn't taste as good because it's not natural light. What do you think, Cotton?
I hate Bud Light. I don't know why.
I just don't like Bud Light. I don't know why. Well, speaking of Microsoft being a wonderful, wonderful, happy place, they are ending a case with IBM right now on Friday, which was last Friday. The two companies said Microsoft will pay IBM $775. That's a lot of money, isn't it? $775?
That's a lot of
money for you. Well, actually, it's $775 million, which is a lot more fucking money. But $700 is a lot of money to me.
I just made a facial expression at the microphone like it was going to see me. Did you see me do that? I was like,
I've got the camera over there, but that's really my alarm clock. And they're going to pay, that's in one lump sum, and they're going to extend $75 million in credit toward Microsoft software that IBM will use internally. Which is just fucking them over, because IBM's going to have to buy more fucking Microsoft shit, because their people are going to get stuck with Microsoft, and then Microsoft's going to make their goddamn money back, and it's an endless, vicious little cycle. And look, I'm going to play some copyrighted material on this show. And when I get sued, I'm going to settle with them. And one of the terms of the thing is whoever sues me is going to have to wear an Infonomicon shirt every fucking day. And then I'm going to charge $30 for the goddamn shirts, and then they're going to pay me back all the money they took. And that's what's happening here. IBM, listen to me. Because I am the master of fucking putting a horrible...
Not getting fucked in my own ass.
Not getting fucked in my own ass. I went to military school for 5 years, and never once did I get fucked in the ass. Okay, once. But not more than once.
IBM, you're definitely getting fucked here. And I like IBM.
Yeah, IBM's good people. The settlement resolves an IBM claim that Microsoft overcharged and used discriminatory pricing on sales of software to IBM in the 1990s. All right, let's go into this. Most companies that Microsoft fucks over don't last, you know, an extra 10 years for the litigation to come through. Like IBM has, obviously, in this. Like, most people that are listening to this show have never seen OS, or what, fucking OS 2? Yeah, that's what it was called. I almost said OS 10. Anyway, OS 2, which is Microsoft, or was IBM's version of a windowing operating system, kind of like Microsoft Windows 3.1. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Including in the pact is a resolution of claims that Microsoft practice harmed IBM's OS 2 operating system and smart suite of a group of software applications, which is kind of like their office. Now, the settlement excludes any claims against Microsoft related to IBM server hardware or software business, though IBM has agreed not to assert claims for monetary damages for 2 years against Microsoft in the server area. They're just litigating for no... Ugh! I hate fucking Microsoft. Like, if they paid me the salary they pay some of their fucking lawyers, I wouldn't talk bad about them anymore. I would sit here and I would tell everybody how great Infonomicon was. Because that's enough money to buy me out.
And you'd walk around fucking people in their own ass.
And I would
right
just
them.
Fuck people in the ass all goddamn day. Now, IBM is a major backer of open source software, particularly the Linux operating system, which continues to be a thorn in Microsoft's side. Well, hopefully it'll turn into a fucking dagger.
I hope so.
And then
too.
A big old fucking Claymore sword.
And then a dick.
And then a dick.
Right in the ass.
Dick in the ass, Claymore in the side. Which struggles between IBM and Microsoft loom in such areas as low-end data storage, web-based application software, and network security. And through the two companies in recent years have, excuse me, and throw shot. And though the two companies have competed, or I'm not talking. And though the two companies have cooperated in recent years to encourage third-party software development to write applications for the respective platforms.
Suck.
I think this beer is really foamy, and that's why I'm not enjoying it. The natural light's kind of flat when it comes out of the can, and I'm just used to that.
I like it.
I'm not used to getting all this head. Sound clips taken out of context in this show. All right, moving on. Did you get any articles, Cotton?
As usually, no.
As usually, no.
Did you talk about all the articles?
Well, actually, I was going to talk about something else. I was reading Channel 9, which is Microsoft's little internet TV channel.
I think I'm drunk.
You are drunk. And this is like your fourth shot of beer. That's sad.
Low tech, call me and tell me how many shots I've taken.
And his phone number is 901. That's all I remember of it. Steve Ballmer was recently interviewed on Channel 9.
That's good, Dick.
You can go watch it.
Ow.
And Steve Ballmer was very excited about Microsoft innovation as they purchase Claria and show more ads to us. And speaking of my cell phone and ads, I just want to bitch a little bit more. I was playing with my buddy's cell phone the other day. Put that pistol up. He's got a pistol behind my head. I mean, it's a toy. But it looks real because it's old. Anyway, I was playing with his cell phone, and I was like, oh, I'll play a game. On my cell phone, when I want to play a game, I go to the games, and I click play, and then I play the fucker. This one was like, oh, this time has expired on this game, and you have to pay for a new one. When I want a ringtone on my phone, I can go to the internet and have one sent to it for free. You know, he gets his ringtones, he buys them, and then like 3 months later, he has to buy them again. And it's just like one big fucking ad. If I'm paying fucking $60 a month for a goddamn cell phone, meaning phone calls, I don't want to have fucking ads. And I really don't want to purchase a new cell phone because I don't want to get one of these things that is not... It's Snake Shot. He's playing with my pistol, my real pistol now, and I've got some Snake Shot in it for shooting snakes. It's like a shotgun for a pistol. Anyway, back to my cell phone bitching. I don't want to buy a cell phone that's just fucking to show me ads and sell me more shit. I want it to work. It's a goddamn phone, and I don't want it to get all fucking scratched up and broke. I want it to fucking work. Like, my old shitty green-colored cell phone is like 3 years old, and that motherfucker works great. It sounds good. The calls go through. It's big and ugly, but it doesn't try to sell me something every time I turn the goddamn phone on. And that fucking shit just pisses me the fuck off.
Whose phone was this?
Taters.
Ugh. You turned his phone on and tried to sell you something?
Well, I tried to play the games and it wanted me to buy new games. Because his games
expired. Oh, yeah, my fucking games do that fucking bullshit.
Games on my phone, they last forever.
Well, I only have one.
Well, and I have like four.
Well, my phone's a fag.
Shot.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, let's go into this. I was thinking about this the other day, and then I actually read an article that kind of talked about this. Oh, we have beer open. And London, as we all know, even Cotton knew. He had a rough guess. I said, they have cameras in London where they videotape pretty much everything that goes on. And he's like, yeah, you can get like videotaped like 7 times, which is a really good guess because the actual number is like 300. But it's cool that someone that doesn't know about technology and stuff like this would know at least that. So obviously they've got video of these guys going with the bombs. I would like to see this video. As we know, the U.S. government has not released the video of the attack on the Pentagon. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There were video cameras set up there that the FBI confiscated the videotapes, and we've never seen those.
Why the fuck is that?
I don't know, buddy. So I'm anxious to see what the British government does with this.
Did they fuck us around? Was Microsoft behind
Microsoft
that?
Microsoft and their goddamn cameras!
Damn it, Microsoft!
That's what actually Cotton's penis is really named. It's the Microsoft.
I like that.
So I'm anxious to see that. And
you threw your last article.
Let me see what else I talk about. Hopefully Number's going to send us an email anytime now. And I think that's about all I got to talk about. And we're pushing 40 minutes. Do you have anything to talk about there? Cotton?
I really don't. Another shout out to Baby's Mama.
Baby's Mama, Low Tech Mystic, Fizzone. Hey, I was on Ben Rev Radio because they copied my fucking show. God damn it. Just because Think Dog fucking recorded it, he thinks he can use it as his own show.
Well, how'd we get it?
I downloaded it from his website.
Oh, you just gave yourself up, dude.
Whatever, fuck it. I told him, he knew. And let's see, what else? Infonomicon TV is about to come out again. It's got some good stuff. I'm a sexy motherfucker. Pixel Fiend, thank you very much for the artwork, my friend. We're working on the t-shirts. I think that's about it. This has been an Infonomicon. We haven't really drunk a lot of beer, but we did talk about some stuff, and all those people listening on the stream didn't really hear much, and now I'm just talking to hear my own voice. So if Number sends something in, we're going to play it right now, and if he doesn't, this has been Droops.
This has been Cotton.
And we're Mickey Finn.
And go we did, Droops, all the way to Graceland 2, a house that at least one man thinks is the most famous house in the entire world. A house that has been visited by Prince Edward, Presidents Bush Sr. and Clinton, and if you believe the photos inside, the ghost of the king himself. Now, I'm sure some of the listeners out there are wondering, did he just say Graceland 2, or am I just that drunk? Well, keep drinking, because I did say Graceland 2. Not as in Graceland the second, but as in Graceland also. The Graceland that Elvis would have lived in if he'd wanted to start a religious cult. And who owns this amazing house? That singular honor belongs to Paul McLeod, the self-proclaimed world's greatest Elvis fan. Paul's been collecting Elvis memorabilia for the past 50 years, and his collection is quite extensive. But along the way, Paul has lost a few pieces in his collection, namely his wife and son, who apparently didn't have the dedication necessary to turn Paul's block into Elvis World. So when Droops and I got to Heartbreak Hotel, or Graceland 2, we rung the bell at 3 in the morning, and as always, Paul answered the call. That's right, don't let the pink paint fool you. There's nothing flaky about Paul's dedication to spreading the gospel of Elvis. When you walk into Graceland 2, you'll immediately be struck by thousands of pictures and newspaper clippings of Elvis that cover the walls. You'll be struck, that is, until you realize that all the clippings are of the same newspaper article. It would seem Paul got at least part of his massive collection from his neighborhood FedEx Kinko's. As you move through the house, you'll find a few recurring themes that pop up in Paul's speeches. While you're looking at the thousands of records, movies, and outfits that Paul owns, you'll often hear about Paul's superhuman powers that he can use to avoid trouble. For instance, Paul once jumped 30 feet out of the way of a speeding car that tragically killed 3 girls. Another is that his son has superhuman strength and often bench presses cars. And by far the most entertaining story that you'll hear at Graceland 2 is that Coca-Cola is to Paul McLeod what Viagra is to most 60-year-old men.
Tell me, dear, are you lovesome tonight?
By the end of our tour, I realize that the most fascinating part of Graceland 2 is not the memorabilia in the house, but the owner of the establishment. Who is Paul McLeod? Fan or fanatic? Ingenious or insane? Either way, as long as there's alcohol, as long as people have time to kill on a Saturday night, as long as there are a legitimate lack of safe ways to view someone who is completely insane, there will always be an audience for Graceland 2. So here's to you, Paul McLeod, and the message you spread. For Infonomicon Radio, I'm number 279. Back to you, Droops.
Such a cutie. She don't like this place. She don't like this city. She only smiles when her boyfriend's around. He's large and oh so handsome. He's the captain of the football team. up the ass.
Hey, did you hear about that guy that fucked that girl up the ass?
You mean that slut?
Yeah. Alright. The stool was all a buzzin'. The keg had been floated and only three fights had broken out. No one had seen our two heroes leave. Rumor had it they had eloped, but the locker room knew the scoop. Danny had scored.
How'd you like that?